Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Well, somebody who's never confused, because he's one of the best in the business, that's Adam Rittenberg. Hello, Adam. Great to have you with us.
Oh, good to be with you, Steve. Hope you're doing well.
I'm doing great. How about you?
Doing great. Yeah, just in Madison, Wisconsin. Spent some time with Coach Fickell and his team today and driving home right now. So good timing.
Good. Yeah, because Todd Blackledge was here the other night, and I know he went up and he saw Luke's team. So it'll be a little different, I know that, compared to what they have been doing. So let's start with Tony Petitti. Adam, honest to goodness, I may be in the business, but I only know his resume. I don't know him at all. What was your reaction on that move to be a Big Ten commissioner?
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. Easy to see why they hired him, given his experience in the media world, with the network, CBS among them, but also his leadership in the MLB organization. And I think it just shows that the president wanted a business person, wanted a media person for this role, and how the commissioner role has really evolved into this over time. I've heard some really good things. I think he's somebody who, the initial impressions with athletic directors and others have been good. There's certainly a desire for more leadership in this conference after the last few years. He's a guy that I'm looking forward to getting to know, right? Because I don't know him. Know some people who do, but I just know that there's a real desire for, I guess, more direct leadership and relationship building, and obviously finding ways to keep growing the conference.
I want to get to one of the elements, because the TV contract for the Big Ten is done. Okay, 7 years coming up, that's done. But the next TV contract dealing with college is going to be the college football playoff. Is this an area where maybe he can play a role on behalf of the Big Ten? Because once the contract comes up, they're talking about multiple partners.
Absolutely. The fact that he's worked for, three of the networks, most extensively for CBS, but also spent time at NBC and ABC, is a voice that you're going to listen to in that room. He immediately enters that conversation, with a lot of direct experience with negotiating these types of deals. And so, that's going to be significant. I don't know how much, it's as far as, representing the Big Ten's interests or furthering the Big Ten's interest, but I think as a resource, he's certainly going to be a valuable one for all those other commissioners and the others who are ultimately, signing off on that next media deal.
What have you heard, if anything, about how the integration process is going for USC and UCLA?
Yeah, I know that the Big Ten was being as proactive as they can, doing those things. Certainly, it's something that's going to ramp up here over the summer. As soon as Kevin Warren announced that he was leaving for the Bears, I think there was a desire to get a commissioner in soon to continue to facilitate, those transitions or the overall transition, I should say. So, talking to people around the league, I think while there's certainly continued discussion about expansion and further expansion to the West, I think the top priority is to integrate these two programs in. Football-wise, that means a new schedule, the elimination of divisions, which is all but set to happen very, very soon. And then there's all the other layers of the integration that will happen in the coming months.
And then there's the 10,000-pound animal in the room, and that's a no Pac-12 contract, Pac-10 contract right now. Have you heard, everybody hears stuff on that front. What, if anything, have you heard on the Pac-10, Pac-12 front, Adam?
Well, again, I'm one of those that thought they'd have a deal by now. It's been slower than I think anyone expected, including the people involved. Another commissioner told me a few months ago, you sometimes get to a stage of deal fatigue when you haven't reached a deal. There's almost this kind of a malaise that sets in. And it's obviously a complicated deal because you don't have a bunch of traditional partners that are banging down the door hoping to get Pac-12 rights. You have Amazon and Apple, which are new players, you know, to this market, to this arena, and you know their negotiating timelines are different than maybe a traditional network or ESPN or someone like that. So it's slow going, and the slower it goes, the more uncertainty I think sets in around the Pac-12 as to when are we going to have a deal, when are we going to know. And now you have a Big Ten commissioner in place. Now I don't think Tony Patini is going to come in immediately talking about adding more schools from the Pac-12, but now the lack of stability in the Big Ten that might have held up another expansion push is coming to an end, and the Big Ten knows who its leader is going to be. There's certainly a sense around the Big Ten that they're not done expanding. It's just a question of when. So if you're the Pac-12, you know there's been urgency the whole time, but there's even more urgency now to get something done.
Because the deal with the TV deal, to me, is not the part about the money. That's what the schools have to be concerned about. It's about the grant of rights that goes with it, which then prevents the movement that we're talking about here.
Right, and I think that's where there's an expectation that, you know, if the Pac-12 gets a grant of rights, it's not going to be a long-term grant of rights. You're not talking right. about a 15 or, you know, the ACC's deal, which certainly has hamstrung some of those schools that might be interested in leaving for other conferences. So we're talking about a 4, 5, 6 year grant of rights that would create, you know, a period of relative stability, but before, I think, the end. Next round of expansion, whether that's more schools to the Big Ten, whether that's a group of schools branching off and forming a Super League, which has been discussed, at least informally, that would be a few years away. So I think the length of the grant of rights is going to be significant, but I don't think anyone's expecting it to be particularly long.
You've been going around seeing some schools. You mentioned you just went to Wisconsin. It's the spring, but what kind of general impressions are you getting?
Well, Wisconsin was different because I saw a full practice pretty much, and this new offense, Steve, it's going to shock people. I asked Tanner Mordecai, who's going to be their starting quarterback, how many snaps under center he's taken, you know, during team portion all spring. He said one. So this is not an under center offense. This is a spread offense, air raid. They're throwing it around. They have a lot of receivers in the mix. You know, Braylon Allen is still out there, and you know he's excited to run against lighter boxes than he's used to seeing. But it is jarring to see Wisconsin, snapping the ball. It was a play clock going at Camp Randall today. They're snapping it with 23 seconds on the clock, 22, not 2 and 3. I was joking with your colleague, Matt LePay, who calls Wisconsin games, that he's going to have to speed up his broadcast. There's not going to be a whole lot for the analysts in between plays because they go really fast. And Phil Longo, who's the new coordinator coming in from North Carolina, he is a unapologetically air raid guy, and was talking to me about how he spoke to Mike Leach shortly before Mike passed. And Mike was really excited that the air raid was coming to the Big Ten, with Phil coming there, because it had really touched almost every other conference. But now it's coming to the Big Ten and of all places at Wisconsin. And so it's certainly a different feel up there with the transfers and the offense. It's certainly Luke Fickell, a guy that a lot of us thought would be either at Cincinnati or leading a different program. He's pretty fired up to be the Badgers head coach.
Yeah, and that's a big part of it. To me, getting Longo to leave North Carolina, and look, you're talking about he was leaving Drake May to make this move. What were your thoughts when they were able to land him to then implement this vision that Luke Fickell has?
Right. So Luke Fickell almost hired Phil when he got the Cincinnati job. Phil was saying he was they created a friendship, and he was about to, or he would have considered it, but Ole Miss had offered him the offensive coordinator job, more money, more stability. So he went to Ole Miss, but he stayed in touch with Fickell over the years, and really was not going to leave North Carolina for many OC jobs. But this was one that he thought was a great fit. His wife's from Wisconsin. He thinks he can run his offense effectively there, despite the weather, despite some of the history. And the transfers that have flocked to Madison in those first few weeks after he was hired are indicative of the attractiveness of this offense. If Tanner Mordecai told me that Phil Longo was really the reason he came to Wisconsin, that he wanted to play for a guy like that at a school like this. They added two other transfer quarterbacks, several receivers, offensive line. Some of those guys did come from Cincinnati, but they were following Fickell. But I think the prospect of playing in an offense that features the quarterback, that features the receiver, that wants to run a lot of plays in games, was very appealing to players, and certainly was appealing to Luke Fickell to bring in a guy like Phil.
The first down they get with the air raid will bring with it a standing ovation at Camp Randall. It also means that Mike Lucas, Matt's analyst, won't be saying as much.
So, nope. No, he won't.
No, you will not. You know what? Hey, guess what? It's okay to play modern football. Nothing wrong with it.
There's not. I completely agree. And I think the Big Ten has to modernize offensively, Steve, to compete better on the national stage.
Doubt.
I mean, I threw this out to Luke. He didn't necessarily agree with me completely, but I really believe that the Big Ten defenses are done a bit of a disservice as far as competing nationally, because there's not enough offenses like the one Wisconsin's going to run this year. Ohio State has run that. Maryland has a pretty dynamic offense. Purdue's bringing an air raid scheme in with Graham Harrell. I just don't know if the defenses in the Big Ten are prepared for the CFP by the offenses in this league. I wonder if that's going to change with some of the new coaches, coordinators, and schemes that are coming into the conference.
Thoroughly agree with that, and on both a football front and a basketball front. I mean, and because I feel like on the basketball front, to me, somebody asked me at the end of the Big Ten tournament, what, you know, the Big Ten had 8 teams in the NCAAs. They said, how many think will, as far as people go? I said, the 2 that have the potential to go the farthest are Michigan State and Penn State. I said, because they play differently than everybody else. I said, everybody else plays in a box, and they've got to get this conference out of a box.
No doubt, and you wonder if some of the coaching changes will help that, or the players coming in. But I do think that there has to be an embracing of a different style, a style that's going to work more effectively in March. You know, there's some other things that to the game that might change. I was talking with John Crisburn, as I'm sure you know, has some ideas on how college basketball should change, going to quarters, going to 24-second shot clock. I think it could be good, because I just don't think the Big Ten way and being that physical and beating each other up for January and February and part of March, it's just not translating into the NCAA tournament, and that's ultimately where you're judged. Fair or not, that's how you're judged as a conference.
And it's the same thing with football, as you pointed out. You know, open it up. Guess what? Now you do. You actually give yourself a better shot at winning. So, hey, Adam, always a pleasure. Appreciate it. Safe trip in that car, okay?
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, Steve.